listening for energy, nature, ritual, and sacred feminine language. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we are learning how to listen wisely when someone uses New Age, Wiccan, Neo-Pagan, or Earth-based spirituality language. You may hear words like energy, vibration, crystals, tarot, astrology, manifestation, chakras, goddess, moon ritual, spell work, sacred feminine, nature spirituality, or the universe. These words may sound strange to some Christian leaders. But in ministry, the first task is not to mock. The first task is to listen. Many people drawn to New Age or Earth-based spirituality are not merely looking for weird beliefs. They may be longing for wonder, healing, belonging, feminine dignity, connection to creation, relief from religious wounds, or a sense that the world is spiritually alive. A wise Christian leader listens for the altar. What is being treated as ultimate? Is it energy, nature, personal intuition? The universe? The goddess? The self? The ritual? The stars? A sense of hidden power? A desire for control over uncertainty? Then listen for the human problem. Does the person feel disconnected, wounded, powerless, spiritually dry, unseen, or controlled by religion? Do they believe the solution is alignment, manifestation, ritual, self-expression, nature, or spiritual awakening? These questions help you understand the person without becoming careless about truth. Christian faith does not deny wonder. It does not deny creation's beauty. It does not deny that human beings long for healing, meaning, and belonging. Scripture teaches that creation declares God's glory. The problem is not that people notice spiritual longing in creation. The problem comes when creation is treated as divine or when spiritual power is sought apart from the living God. Christianity gives us a strong and beautiful vision. God made the heavens and the earth. Human beings are embodied souls made in God's image. Creation is good, but creation is not God. The body matters, but the body is not ultimate. Spiritual longing matters, but longing must be brought to Christ. What helps in these conversations? Ask respectful questions. What drew you to that practice? What do you find meaningful about it? Did it help you feel safe, powerful, connected, or healed? How do you understand God, nature, and yourself? What harms mocking crystals, astrology, tarot, or rituals? Treating the person as foolish. Assuming every person believes the same thing. Turning the conversation into spiritual panic. Forcing prayer. Using scripture as a weapon. In this topic, we will learn to listen deeply, discern carefully, and build gospel bridges toward the Creator, the incarnate Christ, and the Holy Spirit who brings true life.